at www.survive2thrive.net. That's survive, the number 2, thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will hopefully be back soon. He's on sabbatical right now. Hawk is sitting in for him on Fridays. Hawk is also doing the show on Thursdays. Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays. Nathan Layal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These times are hard for many, and being prepared is becoming more and more important. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. With health in mind, this show's sponsor, EnerHealth Botanicals, has added over 40 liquid herbal combinations for all of your ills. They are high quality and give real results. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network and your own health. With good health, we all fare better in all the roles we play in life. Go to www.survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F as in Frank, O-O-D as in dog.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product will extend the life of your stored food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. When you get the nutrients you need, you tend to eat less, and what is more, it has a 2-year shelf life. Also, take a look at their organic cocoa and coffee, as well as their other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners, and these are often changing, so be sure to tune in frequently for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on this show is truly helpful. We want to help you all to stay healthy and informed, so that you can better serve your family and community today and in these ever-changing times. Thank you for listening.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Liao, and today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2011, the year of our Lord. For those of you taking notes, the website is watchmanscry.com. And my friends, I do encourage you all to take notes on this program, because today I'm going to be sharing some information that you will find very helpful. Because indeed today, my friends, we are facing a struggle of epic proportions. This event that is happening in Japan is still on the front pages of many newspapers. And even though some mainstream media outlets will try to downplay it or ignore it, there are a lot of people concerned about this thing. And my friends, I believe that we should all be concerned about it, because it's going to affect all of us. It's going to affect this world financially, and it's going to affect the health of a lot of people. As I arrive at the beginning of the fourth month of the year, we all need to be strong. But I know that that's easier said than done when we're facing some things that are, well, let's be honest, folks, we're facing some scary things. So this is how it's going to be, folks. This is what it's like. We plan for doom and we talk about doom. And there's even with some people an element of, I wouldn't say morbid excitement, but there's an element of anticipation. There's an element of what's it going to look like and what's it going to feel like. A lot of those thoughts go through the minds of many of the vigilant ones. But then when it starts to actually arrive, and we see it for what it really is, it can appear scary. And my friends, it should appear scary. Over the past several years, I have been sharing the warning message from God, letting the world know the things that were coming. And the Holy Spirit made it very clear that as these things arrived on this planet, the people of God, the children of Jesus, those that are born again, will need to discover areas of spiritual strength that they did not know they had. And in order to discover these areas, folks, we're going to have to look way, way deep down inside. We're going to have to make some adjustments, and we're going to have to realize that it's only going to be with the strength of God's power that we're going to endure this thing. My friends, we are in a season of judgment right now upon the United States of America, upon the Western world, upon the entire planet. And some people may say, this is not fair. I wasn't ready for this. I wanted more time. You know, folks, that's how judgment is. Judgment arrives when we don't expect it. But God has compassion for all of us. He has compassion for you. He cares about you. He loves you. So that's why he has been sending his warning voices to prepare the world for what's coming. And through the grace of God, I have been allowed to share some of the tidbits of things that were coming. One of them was shared on April the 18th, 2008, when the Holy Spirit gave me a word of prophecy. It's on my website. Those of you that have been listening long enough know which one I'm talking about. It's called Judgment Has Begun. And in that prophecy, it says that the waters are going to be poisoned. It says, prepare for the poisoning of the waters of the land. And we saw the beginnings of that poisonous water happen during the Gulf spill. But even when that was happening, the Holy Spirit said, the land is not finished. There is more to come. And I have been sharing that ever since the Gulf spill. The next part of the water that's going to be polluted is going to be the fresh water upon the United States of America. The rivers and streams and the lakes are going to be poisoned. And now, here we are facing the events in Japan. And my friends, the human side of me does not like what I see. When I observe the scenario that is developing over there, I don't like it, my friends. I'm like you. I have emotions and I have a family that I care about. I have children. I don't want to see them radiated. But my friend, it doesn't really matter what I want. This thing is bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This thing is planet wide. And God has mandated, because of the hardness of heart, because of the denial for truth, for the truth of God's word, because of all the deception that is taking place in today's church, because of the disappointment that we can now see as we witness a new version of the gospel of Christ that is now evident in pulpits across the country, across the West, that are minimizing the holiness of God and that are playing games with the righteousness of God and that have turned God into a giant candy cane giving Santa Claus genie in the bottle. There's a lot of reasons for today's judgment. Those of you that want more information, if you're a new listener, please go to my website at watchmenscry.com. I have years and years of messages in there that explain why the judgment is here. And for the people that would try to say, Nathan, God does not judge. I take issue with what you're saying right now. Nathan, I disagree. You know what, my friends? We can see the judgment of God very evident across continents, across islands, across Australia, Japan, New Zealand, China, India, North and South America, across this planet. The judgment is very evident. The fish are dying. The animals are polluting and rotting on the shores across this world. The birds are dying. This has been prophesied in Hosea 4:3. The beast of the field and the bird of the air will be carried away. My friends, we are in this season of judgment, and we need to align ourselves and rediscover the mercy of God. There's only one way through this, my friends, and that is to find the mercy and the compassion of God through repentance. That means turning around our lives. That means forsaking our lifestyles that we have tolerated and winked at for years and years. My friends, we are looking at a long, long road that is going to be filled with a tale of woe, a tale of challenge. This thing happening in Japan is just part of the many episodes and chapters that are going to visit us. This is not just a pattern of random events. And I thank God for those of you that are awake, for those of you that love truth, for those of you that are not in darkness. But unfortunately, my friends, I grieve that there are some that still would deny the God of heaven with the things we see happening right now. You know, that's why it says in the book of Revelation, and still they did not repent. They will blame him. They will say, rocks fall on us, but they won't repent. It's amazing, folks. We can see God Almighty shaking this planet, and still so many will not repent. Why is that? It's because they're choosing to be in darkness. My friend, if you're listening to this message because a loved one gave it to you, please think about the words that you're hearing right now. You are hearing words of truth. You're hearing what the news media will not tell you. They will not tell you the truth of what's going on right now. We are in a season. We're in a season of shaking. And as the pattern of news reports continues to leave a wake across this planet, I find myself asking, what's going to be the next event to strike? Is it going to be another major earthquake? Are we going to see a metropolis destroyed by earth changes? Will it be an event with man's influence? Will it be expanding war? Will it be a plague? A pestilence? Will radiation indigestion visit a village near you? Nathan, you sound so negative. You sound gloom and doom. My friends, possibly, to the eyes that are darkened and the ears that are closed, it could sound that way. But folks, my proclamation of the truth is not about the polarity of good or bad speech. It is not about positive or negative. My voice is about sharing the truth. It's about sharing our situation, our predicament, our quandary. And the challenge of proclaiming these things is also to communicate that the present bitter herb that is garnishing the earth right now is not because the divine chef in the sky wants it to be mean. Folks, the present judgment buffet is not happening because God is bored. The present serving upon this planet is the result of man's ingredients. Today's lukewarm church desired a meal of apostasy and deception, and they sowed these seeds into the ground, and now it is reaping a harvest. A harvest of the leeks and the onions of Egypt and the gourds of Babylon. It is harvest time, my friends, and as heaven's combine peels the land, the ground is going to shake. And this shaking is to rid the earth of its darkened works. The voices have warned. Some have pleaded. My friends, every one of our hearts need to be examined. We need an exam. An exam, my friends. What's that? A willingness to see our reflection in the mirror. To view the spiritual flaws that look back at us. And to have the fortitude to find them unacceptable. You know what that means, folks? It means that we're undone. It means that we all need to bathe in the river of God's, His cleansing stream, the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. And here's the question, my friends. No matter how big and tough and strong or famous or rich or knowledgeable you may be, here's the question. In light of what I'm sharing right now, and since I'm telling the truth, I have this question. Do you have the guts to repent? Do you, my friend? Are your eyes open enough to see how important it is? My friends, it cannot be overstated that this earth is undergoing a divine judgment because of the crop. A crop, my friends. And this crop that is upon this planet had the involvement of all of us. Because all of us contributed towards it. And there's not enough time on this program to prove this point, but suffice it to say, if most people were honest, they would have to admit that they all had a turn sowing some fleshly seeds into the earth's carnal plantation. My friends, that is a piece of honesty. And that is why we need His mercy and His forgiveness. And it's available, my friends. With a lame token prayer? No. With earnest desire, with an appeal from our hearts, with the words that include, Jesus, Son of God, I need you. Have mercy on me. My friends, I cannot stress enough how dark the future is going to get. And we are all going to need more of God, more than we have right now, more than we've discovered in the past, and more than we've encountered in the past. I'm not just talking to the unsaved and the unconverted. I'm talking to everyone, my friends. I'm talking to the strongest among us, those of you that have been at this for years, and those of you that are brand new at this. Right now, there are no favorites in the sight of God. He shows no partiality, and all of us next to Him would fall very, very short. Now, I know I keep saying it's going to get darker in the future. The judgment train's going to barrel ahead. So, in the remainder of this program, I want to talk about these things. Let's talk about the events happening across this planet. The number one story right now on those that are paying attention is Japan. And when we look at this mess in Japan, my friends, we need God's mercy. Because what is happening in Japan right now is one of the most important headlines in today's news, and I would even venture to say it's probably one of the most important headlines in decades. Things are not going well at the nuclear reactor in Fukushima, Japan. And I want to talk about that for the rest of this program. I'm going to talk about what's going on over there. I've been doing a lot of research, and I want to share some of my findings with you, some of my very, very valid concerns. And I also want to share that what's happening over there is going to affect you. It's going to affect your life, my friends. It's going to affect the life of your family and your children. Now, before anyone says, and if you might be thinking, Nathan, that's just more doom. Please don't. I have doom overload. My friend, I want to say this. I need to share what's going on over there, and I'm not just going to leave you with a bad case of doom and then the show's going to be over, because that's why I said that you're going to need a pen and paper, because I'm going to share some remedies that I have also been trying to research and find out that we can all do. And when I say remedies, I'm talking about things we can do, some supplements that we can take to help our bodies be able to face some of this radiation that's going to be coming across the Pacific Ocean. So I'm going to share that at the very end of this program, so please listen to this in its entirety. Now, I do agree, my friends, that if we just concentrated on the Japan situation and we spent several hours talking about how it's basically going to explode and fry and throw radiation all over the planet, and we just concentrated on all of the damage that radiation does and we just left it at that, yeah, it could be overwhelming. I know it could, because I have found myself really thinking about how am I going to deal with this mess that's over there. If you heard my program last week, I was actually open and transparent with all of you, and I even admitted and I asked myself out loud, am I doing everything I'm supposed to be doing? Do I have all of the knowledge that I need? Am I doing enough supplements? Do I have the right supplements? The right kind of iodine? Am I praying hard enough? Am I protected by God? Strong enough? Last week I shared those things, and my friends, I think it's valid and healthy to be asking those questions. We need to have a spiritual checklist, a checklist of self-examination. It's just wisdom, my friends. It's vigilance. So I'm going to leave you with some good news, because when we're finished, you're going to hear about some things that you can get that can drastically turn your odds around. And if you're doing the spiritual part, if you're seeking God and you've repented and you're trying to encounter Him and get closer to Him and get your prayer life in order and your spiritual life strengthened, then I believe you can also do these practical measures that will even increase the possibility for you to come out of this situation without experiencing a lot of damage from the radiation. So I do want to say that up front. Okay, my friends? Now, folks, the key part of what I'm going to be sharing right here is the word do. I'm going to share some things you can do, but the key word is you have to do it. Doing means participation. It means action. It means involvement. So don't just listen to the things that I'm going to say and then say, well, that was a good show. That was more doom. It was scary. Good job, Nathan. I don't want you to just treat it that way, my friends. I really need you to be proactive and do the suggestions that I'm going to share. And also, I want to ask you to do this. When you're finished listening to this program, please share it with as many people as you can. Share it with your loved ones, your friends, your family, your pastor, other Christians. Share it with them, my friends. If you're worried they're going to be upset and mock you, so what? You know, folks, we need to get to the point where we just say that. So what? If they're going to mock you for trying to be safe in the radiation, then let them mock you. But at least you tried. Because now we're facing a pestilence that can actually kill. So if you are a vigilant child of God and you want to warn your loved ones, then by at least trying to warn them, their blood will not be in your hands. I know those are strong words, but that's where we are now, folks. Now, as we are facing this situation, we need to also be aware of something, folks. This is what it is. There are lies, and more lies that are being shared about this all across the land. Soiling the ground, polluting the airwaves, polluting the TV news, polluting the official reports. When we look at this Japanese situation, we can easily see that we're dwelling in a land full of the Liars Club. And the people populate this land in the city of lies. They congregate in the valley of lies, telling an ocean of lies one to another. A lot of people are afraid of the truth. You know why, folks? Because when you face the truth, then you have to face the absolute. you have to face our mortality. People don't want to know that we're mortal. People don't want to think about the possibility that we're a vapor on this planet just here for a little moment, and then we're gone. And if our lives are but a vapor, that means that we're accountable for our lives. People don't want to think about that. So instead, they'll tell lies. So who likes lies? I don't. I want to know the truth. So getting back to Japan, it appears that a total of 60,000 tons of radioactive water is flooding the basement of the reactor buildings right now. And all of that water is now contaminated. So because this water has nowhere to go and it's full of radiation and they've been using it to try to cool the reactors, TEPCO has said that they need to dump it into the Pacific Ocean. You know, folks, as I observe this nuclear reactor meltdown, it very, very oddly resembles in so many ways the Deepwater Horizon Gulf spill. It's even amazing. It looks like the antics of the Marx Brothers or some old-fashioned cartoon is right in front of us, because they seem to be trying the silliest remedies that make no sense and continue to fail over and over. It's like Lucy trying to grab the pies. They have Lucy working over there in TEPCO now. And in addition to the stories that continue to come out constantly from Kyoto News, failed attempts, and the different things that they're trying, the stories are always garnished with the statements, the radioactive is not that bad, they have it under control, it's harmless, or they have it stabilized. They're constantly sharing these affirmations, but they're lies. For example, this radioactive water is overflowing the reactors. And on Kyoto News, TEPCO says they need to dispose 11,500 tons of tainted water by this weekend. And they're going to dump it into the Pacific Ocean. It's radioactive. But also included in the report, they say this, folks. Now get this. The dumping of the radioactive water will not immediately contaminate the region. It's radioactive. That will kill all living things except cockroaches, of course. But not to worry, because it will not contaminate the region. So they continue to tell lies. When the event first started, they said it's not so bad. Every day, an explosion would happen. The levels are low. Radiation would leak. The levels are low. They would find dead bodies around the Fukushima plant. The levels are low. Not to worry. So they continue to lie. And now here we are, approaching 3.5 weeks, and it has continued to get worse and worse. Earlier today, there was a report that reactors 5 and 6, and by the way, if you've seen a map of this complex, reactors 1 through 4 are bunched together, and then there's some open space, and then 5 and 6 are further away. They were built later. And those ones apparently were not as damaged. They didn't explode. But now we are finding out that those reactors as well have been flooded with seawater. Folks, this thing it's a mess. And they're not telling us the truth. Also, airborne radiation around the Fukushima plant is 4 times higher than what is safe, according to government limits. Now, even though TEPCO says the water's not going to contaminate the region, the water that they're going to pour into the Pacific Ocean is 100 times higher than legal limits. It's radioactive, 100 times higher. And they're saying that that's not going to contaminate the region? Folks, have you lost count of which reactor is doing what? I have. Reactor 2 has been in meltdown. It's leaking radiation into the water, into the soil. And also it's been disclosed that Reactor 2 at the basement level has a huge 8-inch crack where water is pouring out highly radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. And as I am watching these events happen over there, then the next question is, what are they going to do? How are they going to solve this mess? Who's going to help them? Up until just recently, the Japanese people have exhibited an unwillingness to ask for help. And I'll just come out and say it, folks. That's arrogance and pride for them not to accept the help of the world. France and United States and Russia, China, many other nations have offered help in different ways, but they have denied it or refused it. Now, here and there, they've taken some help, but for the most part, it's a joke. They seem to believe that they can do it, but this is how embarrassing it is. TEPCO ran out of radiation suits and actually made their employees that are working at the plant, trying to save the world, they made the employees improvise their own radioactive suits and outfits with things they found in their lockers and around the area. Now, how crazy is that? Folks, we're not being told how critical the condition of these reactors really is. And the only way that we're really going to know how bad it really is by trying to sift through some of the lying reports or the benign reports that are downplaying the severity of what we're facing. And so I've noticed that there's a lot of other news events happening across the world that are bumping the Fukushima story, the war in Libya, the economic challenges in Europe. So we have Greece and Portugal and many of the other nations in the European Union experiencing great hardship. Because of that, the Fukushima story is becoming old news. And I remember when the Gulf spill was happening, after several weeks of the constant front seat story of the leaking, spewing, erupting oil from the BOP at the bottom of the Gulf floor. You folks remember that? After several weeks of that story, it started to get old, and except for the people that were vigilant, many others went back to sleep because it was no longer exciting. And what does that tell us? That tells us that, for the most part, Americans and even most Western citizens have a very short attention span. They're oriented around high stimulation. It's part of the microwave generation where you see a lot of bombs and explosions in Hollywood movies, and the movie gets summarized in an hour and a half. Well, what that does is create a tendency to not want to stick with the real story and stay with the concern. So people grow weary of the big stories that are happening, and they just forget about it. They walk away. And we saw that with the Gulf spill. After several months of the Gulf spill, people just walked away. And most people even forgot that there was CorExit in the water of the Gulf, so they continued to swim and go into the water. And now we're hearing reports from individuals that went into the water that are now finding themselves plagued with illnesses that doctors have never seen before. So here we are with the Fukushima situation. Same thing happening, folks. The story's 3.5 weeks old, and many people find themselves going back to sleep. Or they'll hear one report, a side note, in passing, by a news reporter who will just give a 10-second briefing on the situation in Japan and who will say, nothing to worry about here in America, the radiation levels are low. And then they move on to something else. So as a result, most citizens who are asleep here in America have no clue how bad it really is. So that's what we're facing. Many of you may even be in that situation. Many of you may be very concerned with the radiation that's slowly starting to sift its way over here across the Pacific. And you have been seeing the reports. You're paying attention. And you try to tell a loved one, and they look at you like, what are you talking about? The news reporter said, I don't have anything to worry about. So then you become the crazy one. You become the paranoid one because you know the truth, and they listen to a lie. And that's why I was mentioning lies earlier in this program. That's what we have to deal with, my friends. So we need not a dose of more lies. We need a dosage of the truth. And that's what I'm trying to share right here, my friends. The truth. You know what's amazing? The EPA, they have their mission statement to keep the environment protected from poison. And on their website, they actually say that radiation is bad. They even list the minimum amount of radiation that becomes dangerous. They say 3 picocuries and above is dangerous. If water has more than 3 picocuries, you shouldn't drink it. It's dangerous. Now keep that in mind, my friends. 3 picocuries. The EPA says that on their website. It's published. And now we find that a lot of radiation is starting to come over here in America, and the EPA is now downplaying it. They're minimizing it. It's not that bad. It's just a little bit. You know, folks, as that radiation continues to come over here from Japan, and by the way, let me say this. It is not going to get better. It's not going to get solved. Reactor number 2 is in meltdown, and Japanese officials conceded on March the 31st. And if you have a pen and paper, write this down, my friends. They conceded on March the 31st, that was last Thursday, I believe, that the battle to save the 4 nuclear reactors, that's reactor 1, 2, 3, and 4, have been lost. The battle to save the reactors is lost. They admitted they cannot do it. They even admitted that the core in reactor number 2 seems to have melted through the bottom of the containment vessel and onto the concrete floor. Number 2 has melted. So when the news tries to downplay it and say it's not so bad, folks, they're about to abandon these reactors. They have said it several times. They might have to abandon them. Now, what does that mean? They're just going to run away and let them continue melting and overheating? Folks, this thing is going to get very, very bad. Now, I have a lot of information that I want to share about what's going on there. And then I am going to talk about the radiation that is now arriving here in the United States. It has begun to arrive in different states, so there's a very, very good chance it's already arrived in your town. So after the break, we're going to talk about that, and then I'm also going to share some of the remedies that you need to know about. Folks, it's very, very important for you to hear this, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
And she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2011, the year of our Lord. And before the break, we were talking about all of the lies that are coming out of Japan from TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, to the world, not allowing the truth to be shared with how dire and serious the reactor situation is. This thing's going to affect many people, my friends. And all we have to do is to look back at Chernobyl. Chernobyl affected more people than the little village where Chernobyl was located. Now, the city where that reactor was located had approximately 43,000 Soviet citizens. But according to a report from the New York Academy of Science, the Chernobyl disaster actually killed about 1 million people, mainly from cancer between the years 1986 and 2004. So looking back at Chernobyl, this radiation is going to affect a lot of people. And the Chernobyl reactor, just to give a comparison, had 180 tons of nuclear fuel on the site. Today at the Fukushima site, they have 1,760 tons of fuel. So again, Chernobyl, 180 tons. Fukushima, that's rounded off to 1,800. So they have about 10 times more nuclear fuel than Chernobyl. How much more damaging is that going to be to the whole world? According to TEPCO, not much. And already we have seen the Japanese government with TEPCO being very, very minimal in their revealed information. But in spite of their unwillingness to share, it's easy to see that this thing is not going to go well. We must ask the question, how much is going to make it over here? What kind of radiation will make it over here? Now, up to this point, we're 3.5 weeks into this mess. That's been enough time for radiation to make it over here. And already, radioactive iodine has been discovered in the milk in several areas of the country. It's been discovered in milk in California, Spokane, Washington, and also in Arizona. According to the published Ministry of Propaganda found here in the North American Union of Babylon, the reports that you are going to continue hearing are going to be, they are just trace amounts of radioactive iodine found in the milk, in the water, in the rainwater, in the vegetables, in the beef, etc., etc. No need to worry. They are many, many times lower than what you need to be worried about. That's what we're going to be hearing from them. So they will admit there's radiation in our foodstuffs, but then they're going to also include in the same sentence, but don't worry, they're just trace amounts. It's minuscule. Everyone, go back to sleep. Enjoy your American Idol. It's amazing, folks. The silent rain is arriving here in this country. Now, let's talk about the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. They have a website, epa.gov. And on this website, it says in big fat letters when you first arrive there, I have it right here. I printed it out, so I'm looking at it right here. It says, radiation monitors confirm that no radiation levels of concern have reached the United States. Did you hear what I said, folks? No radiation levels of concern have reached the United States. A little further down, you can see the area of news and announcements. It says March 28, 328. EPA monitoring continues. No radiation levels of concern have reached the United States. So it's right there on the front page, twice. Because see, first of all, they're lying. They know that radiation has arrived. According to a report from WTVM, if you want to look the story up, it's called EPA's Radiation Detection System is Not 100%. And what it says in this story is that as the reports continue to surface that radiation from the nuclear reactors is reaching the United States, the integrity of the system used by the government and the EPA to monitor the radiation is now being called into question. Why? Well, it turns out, folks, the EPA is supposed to have radiation sniffers placed all across the country and report back. Well, it turns out that these monitoring systems are not functioning. The EPA admitted that all of the monitoring stations in the United States have not been working. Now, on Monday, a week ago, the EPA identified trace amounts of radiation in 12 of its monitors. But get this, folks. About 20 of their monitors weren't working, and they have not been working in the last few weeks. So the EPA is saying, trust us, don't worry about it. We have monitors to monitor the situation. But then we find out that their monitors to monitor the situation aren't monitoring because they're broken. In fact, get this, folks. The EPA does not have a monitor between San Francisco and Los Angeles. In that long gap of 350 miles, they have no monitor, but the EPA still swears that to suggest that we have any holes in our monitoring is both inaccurate and it's irresponsible. So the EPA swears by their monitors that aren't there, and they swear by the monitors that don't work. So does that make you feel confident and fuzzy? Now, for the monitors that do work, 12 of them picked up dosages of radiation. In fact, last week, there were several of their monitors that were picking up some radiation data, and the EPA did not like the data that they were getting, so they said that those monitors were malfunctioning. For example, there was one in Hawaii that was experiencing numbers that were very, very high, so the EPA said, oh, something's wrong with it, it's not working, so they dismissed the data. And the data, as a result, is unavailable. So when the daily news and the nightly news and the mainstream media gets on your TV set and feigns confidence that everything's okay, all of that is based on the faulty information that the EPA is either not receiving, unable to receive, or refuses to disclose to the general public. Again, makes you feel nice and fuzzy, doesn't it, folks? Now, to show how deceptive the EPA is being right now, folks, and this is what I really don't understand. Why are they not disclosing the true seriousness of the radiation? According to the EPA, the safe level of radiation in drinking water is 3 picocuries. Remember that number, my friends. I actually have it right here. I printed it out. It says the EPA has set an average annual drinking water limit of 3 PCI, which is 3 picocuries. That's the limit. Three. All right, folks? Now keep that in mind. The reason I want you to keep it in mind is because I have a story here. It says radiation in the Bay Area, rainwater was high, but it's getting weak. And you know, folks, I notice that seems to be a constant footnote in a lot of these headlines. Radiation in Bay Area, rainwater high, but weakening. You got to always throw that in to keep the people asleep. The story goes on to say, the Bay Area rainwater recently exceeded standards, but is not seen as a health risk. Bay Area rainwater tested last month exceeded federal standards for radiation by 46 times. Now watch this, folks. This story came out on April the 4th, so it's just a few days old. But the story is saying that the water that they're talking about actually happened a week ago. So it's already old news, which means the public didn't know about it. The public was not warned about it. And if anyone in the public happened to drink this water, it was 46 times the safe federal limit. Interesting, huh, folks? But a federal agency downplayed the potential health effects because the radiation is getting weaker. It's getting weaker based on what? It's based on data that was tested from a week ago. But how do we know what the rainwater did the next day? Or the next day, or the next day, or even yesterday, or even today? We don't. And that's why this method of testing the water and reporting, it's always a week behind. Now, the story goes on. Results released Saturday by the U.S. EPA show that rainwater tested in Richmond, California on March the 22nd. That's almost 2 weeks old, folks. So now they're telling you. On March the 22nd, it contained 138 picocuries per liter. Now, do you remember what I said the safe limit was? Three. But this was 138. Wow. 2 days later, on March 24th, the EPA tested some rooftop water that exceeded the federal drinking water by 181 times. A rooftop. But they went on to say, don't worry, it's decaying, so it's not that harmful. So that's for the Bay Area. Now I have another one right here. This one's for Virginia. Those of you on the East Coast, by the way, this story is already a week old, and if anyone drank rainwater a week ago, too late. On March the 28th, the Virginia Department of Health issued a warning to state residents, do not drink rainwater. So, from here on out, my friends, don't drink rainwater if you're in the United States of America or in Canada. And you know, folks, it's really amazing that in spite of the numbers that are coming out, when the EPA tells us it's bad, then that's what gets the citizens' attention. If the EPA says it's not bad, then the citizens will stay sleeping. In the city of Boise, Idaho, rainwater was at the highest level of the entire nation. Now, do you remember the safe level? 3 picocuries. In Boise, Idaho, last week, it was 242 picocuries. But this is what the Idaho Statesman headlined with this story. It says, EPA releases new radiation numbers for Boise, but they say levels pose no health threats. So there you go, folks. 80 times above the safe amount, but it's not a health threat. Again, don't you feel warm and fuzzy with that one? In addition to bad water, then we have the story that it was also found in milk. So I went to the EPA's website, and I have some printouts here of some of the monitoring that they have began to do. The monitoring numbers are divided into air findings, also milk results, and then precipitation results. So let me start out with the milk results. Now, according to this data report, they sampled milk from two cities, Spokane, Washington, and Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines is not on the West Coast. I don't understand. The findings from Des Moines were zero. But then they have Spokane mentioned, in which they said was 5,000 times below the dangerous level, so not too worried. And so the story was reported nationwide, probably worldwide, and people said, what's the big deal? It's only 5,000 times below. Why are you worried? Well, here's what is not being told in the story. The day that it was tested, what about the next day? And the iodine that was picked up, which reactor did it come from? Which explosion did it come from? You see, folks, it's very unscientific to just say, we only got it on this day and it was very, very low. Well, was there a weather front over Spokane on that day? A lot of questions to throw into the equations. That's why there is no way that this event can just be summarized with one milk sample. And that is why I am not trusting any of these findings. And my friends, I would encourage you to really, really be vigilant. Folks, several weeks ago, I remember talking about the potential of Americans not being able to eat the crops or drink milk for months and months. And guess what, my friends? I believe that that's actually starting to happen now. We need to start thinking differently, and that means that we're going to have to be acquiring our food through different means or change our diets. Now, here's the results of an air filter monitoring, and this one includes several locations in Alaska. It has Dutch Harbor, Alaska, Juneau, and Nome, and all of them have positives for iodine-131. The numbers are very low, but they're there, folks. Also in Montgomery, Alabama, there's a positive. California has Anaheim, San Bernardino, positive for iodine-131 in the air. Turn the page. Oahu, Hawaii has a positive. Boise, Idaho. Las Vegas, all positive for iodine-131. It goes on. Next page. So it looks like, also we have Seattle, Washington, positive, and Boise, Idaho, positive. Also, cesium-137, my friends. Now, since I just read that one, that's not the iodine that you can get rid of with the potassium iodate. Cesium-137 is a different animal altogether. And looking back at the other cities I just read, I skipped that. Let me look back. Okay, San Bernardino also had a positive for cesium-137. Riverside, California, Oahu, Honolulu, Juneau, Alaska, Nome, Alaska, Anaheim, Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Folks, it's in the air. I have it right here. So, congratulations, America. It's arriving. Now, these numbers are tiny. To give you an example of the cesium, because I know that one's pretty scary, some of the numbers on here are 0.004, 0.007, 0.023, 0.0017. So they are small at the moment. But what that means, though, my friends, is that it's starting to drift over here. Yes, the numbers are very small, but radiation damage is accumulative. That's the thing that must not be forgotten. So when the EPA and all of these people dismiss the intensity of the radiation visitation because it's so small, well, a visitation on Tuesday might be small, and then you have one on Wednesday and then Friday. Over time, what happens? Over the course of weeks, it turns into months of small portions. What is that going to do to a body, my friends? That is why we need to be taking this seriously. So this data is confirming that it's arriving. Now, does that mean that we're supposed to just crawl into a hole and cry? Does it mean that you just turn off the remainder of these programs because you say, well, there's nothing I can do now and I'm going to feel depressed? My friends, please do not let that happen to you, because there are things that you can do. And as I said earlier, we have this Chernobyl incident that the world learned. So that's what I want to talk about right now. Most of the damage that happened to people that lived far away from the Chernobyl incident had the damage from iodine-131 that was absorbed in their thyroid. And the way they dealt with it was they needed to force their thyroid into having good iodine. So I want to talk about two of those things. I want to talk about how do we get our thyroid full of iodine. And several weeks ago, I had Steve St. Clair and Darren Craddock, who talked about some of the items that they have available at their Inner Health website. They talked about the superfood that is full of kelp and spirulina and the seaweed. Over the course of several years, some of the victims of Chernobyl found that these type of superfoods were able to cleanse them from the radiation. So I encourage you folks, the products that InnerHealth has, these items will help you. Also, you need to boost your body with a good, healthy source of iodine. One of those sources is called Bladder Rack. That's BladderWrack. Bladder Rack. It's a form of naturally occurring iodine. Now, I obtained the tincture of Bladderwrack, and it comes in liquid form, and I've been giving it to my whole family. And it's real interesting that an unexpected benefit side effect that we have all noticed is that we are giving our bodies iodine when we never used to do it. And my wife has been telling me that she has more energy than she ever used to have, and I'm noticing the same thing. Well, I was searching on the internet trying to find out if iodine will do that to you. And I come to find out that iodine is deficient in most Americans and even most Westerners. And because of that, many people are always feeling fatigued, sluggish, weak. And if a person were to supplement themselves with good, healthy iodine and doing it in slow portions. I'm not talking about taking the potassium iodide KI pills where you take one pill that's very, very high in iodine dosage. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about over time to do a systematic supplementation of good iodine, you might find it will make a big difference in the way you feel. In addition to the bladder rack, which is a source of iodine, when I was doing some research, I found another source of iodine. And those of you with pen and paper, write this down. This is available at a lot of different websites. You might find it at the health food store, but this is what it's called, Lugol's iodine. It's spelled Lugol's. Now, Lugol's iodine was invented in 1829 by a doctor, a physician named J. G.A. Lugol, and his solution was used back then as an antiseptic and also a disinfectant. They would put drops to disinfect drinking water, or they actually did a lot of different things with it. So if you Google Lugol's iodine, you'll find that it actually has several benefits. It's also possible to take this iodine in a tincture form, just a drop or two in water. So I was looking on the internet to try to find a location to buy this, and I found this iodine is sold at different locations, but let me just give you one website where I found some. Now, this is just what I found when I was surfing the internet, so I have no affiliation with these people. It's called SwansonVitamins.com. That's S-W-A-N-S-O-N, Swanson Vitamins, all one word, SwansonVitamins.com. And they have this Lugol's iodine solution in a tincture form for $10.99. So go check them out, folks. If you get this iodine, start a regimen of daily supplementing your diet with this. You might also find out that you might have had a deficiency because you'll notice that you have more energy. Now, I want to say for the record, I am not giving this advice as a doctor, and I'm not making claims. This is just my opinion. It made me feel better, and you might find that it makes you feel better. You may find that you may get similar results. Also, please be careful if you're allergic to iodine, you cannot do this. If you're on a thyroid medicine, you also cannot do this. But for those of you that do not have an aversion to iodine, if you don't have an allergy to iodine, check it out, folks. All right? Now, also, I want to mention this other product that I came across yesterday when I was doing a lot of research. Now, I was reading up on what they did in Chernobyl, and I found out that when Chernobyl was trying to clean up their mess, they were using a mineral that is called zeolite. That's Z-E-O-L-I-T-E, zeolite. And that's a natural occurring mineral in lava formations. And this mineral is crushed down, and it's used in a lot of different industrial applications. But it's also ingestible if it's been processed correctly. According to the published data, Chernobyl used approximately 500,000 tons of this zeolite, and they poured it on the reactor. And this zeolite is able to actually absorb radiation. So there's an ingestible, edible form of zeolite, and it's called clinoptilolite. That's a long word, but if you have your pen and paper, write this down, folks. Clinoptilolite. It's C-L-I-N-O-P-T-I-L-O-L-I-T-E. Clinoptilolite. And that's an edible form of zeolite, and it's been processed enough so that it's able to be ingested. Well, after the Chernobyl disaster, this form of zeolite, clinoptilolite, was fed to the dairy cattle in the area of the affected radiation area, and it actually was used to reduce the radiation in the milk that was produced. So it passed through their bodies. It's like a clay that goes through their bodies, and when it passes out, some of the radioactive properties, they would bind to this zeolite mixture. Also, children in the affected areas around Chernobyl were fed chocolate and biscuits that were formulated with this clinoptilolite, zeolite, and it was added. It's like a powder, like talcum powder, and it was added to the flour, and the kids ate it, and apparently, as it goes through the body, it absorbs and detoxifies the body. So this is the reason I'm bringing this up, folks. Zeolite has been used for several years now because Chernobyl used it, and that was 25 years ago. It's used now as a nutritional detoxification agent. And if you were able to obtain this zeolite, for those of us that may be worried and concerned that we're ingesting cesium-137 or the iodine-131, there seems to be a consensus of some people that believe that taking this zeolite, and you just put a teaspoon daily in a mix of water, stir it, and you drink it, this zeolite will go through your body, and it will detoxify your body. And in addition to radiation, it'll also detoxify your body with a lot of other bad metals like mercury and some other trace minerals that are bad for you. So I was doing research, and those of you that want to also do the same thing, you can Google this product, Zeolite, Google it, and you'll find that what I'm telling you, some other people seem to really believe that it works. So as I was researching the internet, I found an individual that sells it. Now, there's a few that will sell it in a powder form, and then some will sell it in a liquid form. But the ones that have been at it longer say that the powder form is the best because liquid dilutes it and it needs to be in powder form. So I found an individual on the internet that is selling this, and I just found this yesterday, my friend, so I have no arrangement with him, but I'm going to tell you his website, and you can go check him out. Here's his website address. It is HanksZeolite.com. That's HanksZeolite.com. Again, I have no affiliation with him, but you can check him out. Now, I called him up and I told him that I was concerned about the radiation, and he told me that this will really, really work for that. And I mentioned to him this radio program. This is what he told me. He said that if any of the listeners call him and order from him Zeolite, and if you mention that you heard about him on Watchman's Cry, on this program, if you mention Watchman's Cry, he will give you free shipping, and the shipping's supposed to be $11, so you'll save some money. Now, he said in order to do that, just give him a call directly. So here's his number, 818-707-0468. So I wanted to share about those products because, you know, folks, when I saw that radiation is now arriving here in the States, God has been helping me to find out about all of these different remedies, and I believe that it's wisdom to try to do some things. That's what we're doing with this. So take these pieces of information, the Lugol's solution, and for just a few dollars, folks, we can do something that can go a long way to really boost our bodies and make them stronger. I encourage you to not give up, but these things that I am sharing, folks, see, if you're doing some things, then hopefully with prayer and with wisdom, as the radiation may come here in small portions, we can stay one step ahead of the damage that it can do. All right, folks? Now, if we start finding out that food is really, really saturated with radiation, if the new crops are going to be saturated, the harvest this coming fall, or if you find out that milk has radiation in it, folks, be wise. Maybe you can switch to powdered milk or almond milk or soy milk, depending on what you like, or just quit drinking milk altogether. So be wise, folks. I heard a report from a person in Chernobyl. It was from a doctor who said one of the highest concentrations of the radioactive iodine was ingested through the milk around Chernobyl. And if people would have quit drinking the milk, then they would not have gotten contaminated. So that is something to think about. Also, folks, be thinking about the possibility that our harvest could be contaminated for the next few months. And if that's the case, maybe you need to switch right now to frozen food or boxed food or perhaps canned food. Folks, be wise. And I also encourage all of you to, if you can, try to make a large purchase for food in the next few weeks, because if this thing continues the way it looks like it's going to continue, it only points that eventually some of our food may be contaminated, and that includes water. So, folks, there's a lot of homework we need to be doing. All right, folks? Well, it looks like I'm out of time. Folks, share this program with as many people as you can. There's a lot of good information on here, so share this with your loved ones, folks. Take these matters to heart. Also, real quick, before we're finished, programs like this are only made possible by your support, my friends. So if you appreciate what we're doing, we appreciate your support. The address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. My friends, I love you. Stay safe, stay vigilant, and we'll see you next time.